We're going to move to LaShonda Herring Lee, who is at the hzone.net. And hi, LaShonda.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi.
I can, beautifully. So tell us all about your journey, where you started, where you're at, what's going on. What happened with you? Because I know you've had some really beautiful, wonderful shifts.
Yeah, totally have. And work on really hard doing this without crying. Because even yesterday, thinking about it.
Please cry. It's okay.
But then you won't understand what I'm saying. So.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So I want to make sure you get what I'm saying. But, yeah, this journey has been totally not what I imagined. So let me just put that out there, kind of echoing what Marty said, is I signed up with Reverend Ann because I was in a place with starting stages of creating my business, of watching all the webinars, doing the DIY courses, and just getting all the free information and paying for some of the smaller packages, the group packages that people had, and was carrying in all this information from the quote-unquote gurus out there, and still not getting anywhere, still not really having a true sense of what my business was or what I really needed to do. I would do their trainings and try out what they said and follow their, you know, routine and system and all of that kind of stuff, but it wasn't working for me. It just wasn't working. It wasn't coming together the way that I needed it to come together. And plus, I had all this conflicting information, too. So one guru would say this, one would say that, and you're in a group study or a DIY program, so I didn't have a way to really ask the questions and get my hands on someone for help. So I was kind of flailing out there on my own, doing the best I can with stuff I had no idea about. So it's kind of funny because I'm building an online business, and I am far, far from being a techie person. So that in itself was very comical to watch. And so going on, it was like, okay, I needed something different. And I came across Reverend Ann's program, like some of you, the 25K, 25 days, 25 clients in 25 days, and went through the program and was blown away by the results that I had in that program and the shift I was able to make emotionally. And it's kind of like this light bulb came on for me. It was like, oh, see. I'm the block here. Wait. I'm the one stopping the success and the moving forward. There's some things that I need to figure out and I need to work on me. And so I decided to have a call with her and learn about her program. And let me just say I was terrified. I was totally terrified. I had gone to therapists and other professionals before, but never had a business coach before in this manner. And so it was really, really terrifying to take this huge step because I knew when I took this step that I was really making a serious commitment for my business. And she made that perfectly clear. It's like, are you in or are you out? Are you dabbling? Is this a hobby? Or do you really want to go ahead and fulfill your calling and your mission in life? And so those are big questions. And so they scared me because I knew if I said yes, then I was saying yes to the universe, and the universe was going to answer back to all the doors opening. And that kind of freaked me out a little. And so decided to take on this journey. And I thought, okay, I'm going to learn a system, like Marty was talking about, and put the system in place. And what I realized was, first I had to work on me and really getting in touch. And part of my background is I'm trained to be, you know, a social worker, therapist, all of that. So when we deal with our clients, we go in just about our clients. We don't share anything personal. We don't share ourselves. And I've had 20 years of that training and doing that kind of work and getting great transformations for clients. But on the flip side, when you do your own business and you do sacred work and you do divine work, oh, wait, you have to be present. That was a big, like, oh, my gosh. That was my big aha. I didn't realize that I was going to have to share me and, like, Reverend Ann says, share my panties. And that, when I realized that, it freaked me out because I was scared. I was scared of the judgment that I might get from other people or the rejection. when they got to know who I really was. And would they really trust me? And would they see that I really do have the expertise and the knowledge to really help them? You really are being vulnerable and opening yourself up. And on this journey, what I got, I thought, okay, yes, I did learn my niche. Yes, I've got my brand. Yes, I've got some great, awesome systems in place and kind of funnels and what everyone calls. But the biggest thing I got was the confidence in me and to be able to be visible out there. And I don't have fear. Like before, like I said, I don't really know technology. I would dabble here and there on, you know, calls. Now I do Facebook Lives every week, and I look forward to them, and I love them. And I do a lot of stuff to put myself out there to show the world, here I am, and here's what I'm doing, and here's my journey. And if I can do this, you can do this too. And so the big aha for me was not something I expected. I didn't expect that I would be visible and that I would be present. And I was gaining so much confidence in myself, which has trickled down in every area of my life. And it's been life transformation, not just building this business and getting this solid foundation and having a clear direction now of where I'm going with this business and feeling the ease, like Marty talked about. It's like when you tap into that divine, and you say yes and get the support from Reverend Ann and, oh, my God, you have the diamonds. It's just an amazing thing. It has been totally like, I'm not on this journey alone. I've got the knowledge from Reverend Ann, from the other diamonds. Take my process. You know, I tried that DIY stuff, and there were bumps and mistakes, and, oh, my gosh, I can't tell you the thousands of dollars I used. And yes, I got something out of that. But in the short time of working with Reverend Ann and the diamond, you know, I feel like I got, and that gets just priceless. You know, I'm showing up in the world. I'm visible in my business. I'm able to help people on a whole other level that I wouldn't have been able to help. And that's the awesome part. I will do this work to help other people and to see a big transformation. And now I can be present to that. And now I can fully, freely give from a
LaShonda, place. LaShonda, you're breaking up a little bit. Can you hold the phone a little closer to your mouth or something?
How's that?
Yeah, that's way better. Thank you. So you say, okay. and now I missed it.
Sure. And I was just saying, now I can give from a full place.
Yes.
You know, from being fully present in my business and developing my intuition so I can hear what my clients need and direct them and guide them, you know, bringing in that divine guidance. And that's something I couldn't give before. So totally excited. I could speak all day, but I'm not going to, about this transformation. But it has been life-changing for me. So it's not just my business, but it's been my whole entire life.
Can you speak to the fact that, and first of all, LaShonda's got four boys that she's raising. So let's just, like, and she's doing this in addition to that, right, first of all. And second of all, and homeschooling, at least one, right? More than?
Yep, two.
Two. Okay, homeschooling two. So she's building a business, and she's doing all of that. Can you speak to two pieces that I think people have real fears about, which is, one, that the Divine Diamond Program is a two-year commitment. It's not 1 year. It's two. And I actually decided to do that a couple years ago because I could see that people really needed that support for that long at least. And the second piece was like the fear of money, right? There was concern. So can you speak to that, how you sort of found your way around that to be a yes for you instead of letting it stop you? Yeah.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I alluded to that in the beginning. You know, saying yes to Reverend Ann was the biggest amount of money, you know, that I committed to because it was 2 years. And I hadn't done that before. And like Reverend Ann said, I have boys at home that I'm homeschooling, and I don't work a full-time job. So when I made this commitment, it was huge because I knew it was going to be taking resources away from my family. But I also knew that I had to do this work. And so I had an internal struggle going on. You know, I met with my wife, and And I talked to her, and I cried, and I did all this processing. But here's what I realized, is that in order for the divine to say yes to me and my business, to be prosperous, to be six figures, I have to say yes to me. I had to invest in me. How can I ask clients to invest in me if I don't invest in myself? You know, I'm asking them to work with me, to coach with me, but I'm not willing to pay a coach, and I'm not willing to pay someone for their expertise that I want to get paid. So I really had to look at that emotionally and look at what am I asking, and to develop trust, to trust that when I said yes to this, that the universe was going to provide the resources to pay for this. And it has. Every month the payment shows up. Every month the money is there. All I have to do is be receptive to that, and it's there. The universe just takes care of us, and I've developed that muscle of trust, you know. And doing the two-year commitment, I needed that because, like Reverend Ann said, I have a full family. You know, my oldest kid right now that's in the home is 14, and so I've got kids that need me on a regular basis. I needed the 2 years because there may be times that I can develop, you know, dedicate a lot of time to my business, but other times I may not be able to, but also emotionally. I needed the time to develop me and then put in those systems in place. So this allowed me the time and the grace to really to build my business, to be accountable, but to really get to that six-figure level and really have that solid foundation. I need the team. There's no question about it. Trying to you know, the guru say, oh, you could get this in this short period of time. I don't believe the bull to be yet. Because I know there's a lot of internal work that we have to do as entrepreneurs, as well as the systems, as well as the testing, as well as all of that other stuff that comes in play. And our money blocks. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize how many money blocks I had until I started working on my money blocks. You know, when I think it's clear, then there's something else that comes up.
Yeah, you can so. You can guarantee that you will find out what your crap is, what your beliefs
are.
Yeah. When you start putting yourself out there and you start stepping up and doing things, it's like, what? You know, there's all kinds of stuff to work through. Yeah. Thank you, LaShonda. That was so brilliant.